From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Bayer faces a payout of $1.56 billion after a Missouri jury found in favor of the plaintiffs who blamed its Roundup weed killer for causing their cancers. AgriMarketing.com reports the decision is the fourth in a row against Bayer during a roller coaster five-year legal battle over Roundup, the world's most popular weed killer, following nine straight victories for the company. The case represents tens of thousands of claims. John Deere sales in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2023 fell year over year, though the earnings per share did increase. Deere says revenue in the 3 months ending September 30th was reported at $15.41 billion, 1% lower than the same quarter last year. Full year sales for Deere jumped 16% to $61.25 billion, while earnings came in at $34.63 per share versus $23.28 last year. The U.S. Grains Council released its second annual Corn Origins Report, which explores the performance of U.S. corn against corn from other countries in poultry diets. The study found that birds fed diets with U.S. corn consumed less feed throughout the entire grow-out phase compared to those fed Argentinian or Brazilian corn. The lower feed conversion rates in the poultry-fed U.S. corn translated into significant long-term cost savings. Depending on the poultry produced, the savings could be very large.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.